This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government approves Directive 2081 Bikram Sambat on the use of indigenous goods in public bodies. Minister for Industry Damodar Bhandari urges South Korean investors to invest in Nepal, says the government is committed to ensuring security of the foreign investment. Nepal beat Pakistan by 6 wickets in Under-19 Women's Asia Cup. Sudur Pashim Royals defeat Karnali Yaks by 6 wickets in Nepal Premier League. And 3 people dead in school shooting in U.S. state of Wisconsin. Now, the news in detail. The government has approved the Directive 2081 Bikram Sambat on using indigenous goods in public bodies. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on the 12th and 13th of December at the ministry yesterday, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, said the directive will be made public to encourage the use of indigenous goods in public bodies. The cabinet meeting also decided to accept various grants and loans, including a $100 million loan for the Green Resilient and Inclusive Development Program from the Asian Development Bank. Similarly, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication Gurung said the cabinet decided to approve the Ministry of Youth and Sports to award and honor 35 people, including winning players, coaches, managers and physiotherapists in football, karate and volleyball competitions. Likewise, Dr. Mahendra Bista has been appointed as the executive chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Organization. The Council of Ministers meeting held last Friday decided to appoint Dr. Bista as the executive chairperson. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed executive chairperson. The Public Service Broadcasting Act was implemented a few months ago to operate Nepal Television and Radio Nepal under a single management. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari expressed the Nepal government's commitment to ensuring the security of foreign investment. Addressing a program organized by the Embassy of Nepal and Korea-Nepal International Exchange Association in South Korea yesterday, Minister Bhandari urged South Korean investors to invest in Nepal with confidence. Saying that Nepal was willing to welcome South Korean capital and technology, Minister Bhandari urged the investors there to invest in Nepal for the development of industry, trade and tourism sectors. Patients in need of organ transplants and potential donors in Nepal can now access information online. The online facility for disseminating information in this regard has been launched with collaborative efforts of the Health Ministry, Department of Health Services and the Shahid Dharmabhakta National Transplant Center. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel inaugurated the service amidst a program in Kathmandu yesterday. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung asserted that the incumbent government was always responsible towards addressing the needs of the citizens. At a ceremony organized to celebrate the 59th anniversary of the Rising Nepal, Nepal's first English broadsheet published daily by Gorkha Patra Corporation, Minister Gurung said that the incumbent government was actively addressing the problems faced by the citizens. He added that the government was working to tackle the anomalies prevailing in the cooperative sector and to resolve payment-related issues of dairy farmers and sugar farmers. Additionally, the minister mentioned that the measures taken by the government to support the victims of cooperative scams and usury. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel has asserted that the country's economy was improving gradually following the government efforts. Congratulating and extending best wishes to the newly elected Executive Committee of the Nepalese Association of Financial Journalists yesterday, Finance Minister Paudel mentioned that the country's economic indicators at present are positive. He shared that the government was working to create an investment-friendly environment, bringing in foreign investment, creating employment and building entrepreneurs' spirits high. In the meantime, Finance Minister Paudel has reached Thailand to attend the high-level regional consultation on financing for development in Asia and the Pacific. The consultation organized by the UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific region is taking place today, the 17th of December, till tomorrow, the 18th of December. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghemire, has highlighted the parliamentary journalist's role in making the parliamentary practices richer, launching a publication entitled Parliamentary Reporting Principles and Practices, brought out by the Journalist Society for Parliamentary Affairs in Kathmandu yesterday. Speaker Ghemire said the media play a key role in disseminating parliamentary activities to the people. On the occasion, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said the book published by the society is useful for those interested in parliamentary issues and to the lawmakers as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has urged the global research institutions to research on climate change impacts on Nepal's mountain region, its vulnerability, and carry out the risk assessment. At an interaction program at the German Research Center in Geosciences in Potsdam, Germany, on Monday, Minister Rana urged global research organizations to conduct research in the mountain region and mountain communities about the climate change impacts happening in Nepal in the recent time. Likewise, Minister Dr. Rana said that Nepal was continuously advocating for climate justice, the protection of mountains and sufficient and sustainable climate financing. Now, some sports news update. Nepal has defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets in Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup in the match held at Biomass Oval Stadium ground in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia yesterday. Nepal chased the target of 105 runs to win in 19 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Earlier, elected to bat first after winning the toss, Pakistan gathered 104 runs at the loss of 5 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. With this victory, Nepal has entered the Super 4 of the Asia Cup. Sudhir Pashchim Royals defeated Karnali Yaks by 6 wickets in the last match of the league stage of the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL. In the match held at TU Cricket Ground Kirtipur yesterday, Royals achieved the 102 run target to win set by Yaks in 15.2 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Sent in to bat first after losing the toss, Karnali Yaks made 101 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 10 wickets. With this, the playoff equation of NPL has been completed with the conclusion of the league stage games. Now, Sudhir Pashchim will play against Janakpur in the first qualifier of NPL, while Chitwan and Karnali will vie in the eliminator match on Wednesday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for International News Update. Authorities say a shooting at a private Christian school in the northern United States has killed 2 people as well as a child who is suspected of carrying out the attack. The police department said the shooting on Monday at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin also left others wounded and with at least 5 people taken to local hospitals. The suspected shooter was identified by police as a student at the school, a 17-year-old female student. The shooting took place just after 11 a.m. local time. According to the K-12 school shooting database, there have been 322 school shootings this year in the U.S., the second highest total of any year since 1966, topped only by last year's total of 349 shootings. Polling in the U.S. has consistently found the American public wants stricter laws on firearms, but politicians have found it difficult to push through legislation in the face of a strong pro-gun lobby. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is expected to hover around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is expected to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Government approves Directive 2081 Bikram Sambat on the use of indigenous goods in public bodies. Minister for Industry Damodar Bhandari urges South Korean investors to invest in Nepal. Says the government is committed to ensuring security of the foreign investment. Nepal beat Pakistan by 6 wickets in Under-19 Women's Asia Cup. Sudur Pashim Royals defeat Karnali Yaks by 6 wickets in NPL. And 3 people dead in school shooting in U.S. state of Wisconsin. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.